Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi takes up with Somalia the issue of hijacking of two foreign-flagged commercial vessels with 22 Indian sailors on board. Says Indian crew members reportedly safe. India and UK agree to expand bilateral exchanges between armed forces through joint exercises, training and capacity building. US President Donald Trump calls Strait of Hormuz an American territory, warns Iran against developing a nuclear weapon. Gulf countries deport over 20,000 Pakistanis for begging and security reasons. And Indian women's doubles pair of Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand to take on top seed Chinese duo in semi-finals of BWF World Championships in Delhi. And now the news in detail. India has raised with Somalian authorities the issue of the hijacking of two foreign-flagged commercial vessels with 22 Indian sailors on board. The vessels carrying 16 Indian seafarers on board MT Cebu and 6 Indian seafarers on board MV Lutuf were hijacked by armed pirates in separate incidents off Yemen and Somalia. In a social media post, the Indian High Commission in Kenya said all Indian seafarers are reportedly safe. It said India attached the highest importance to the safety and welfare of its seafaring community. The mission said they have taken up the matter with the concerned authorities in Somalia. Yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, in response to a query during his bi-weekly media briefing, also addressed growing safety concerns regarding Indian mariners operating in volatile waters, reiterating New Delhi's commitment to prioritizing the welfare of its seafaring community.
As we have said this time and again, and I would like to reiterate, the welfare and safety of our seafaring community is a matter which we take very seriously and we attach very high priority to this subject. Having said that, whenever there's an issue with our seafarer community, with our seamen, we take it up with relevant authorities.
India and the UK have agreed to expand bilateral exchanges between the armed forces of the two countries through joint exercises, training and capacity building as both sides held a key dialogue in Delhi. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh co-chaired the 25th India-UK Defence Consultative Group meeting with Permanent Under-Secretary for Defence of UK, Jeremy Pocklington, in the national capital. During the meeting, both countries reviewed the ongoing defence industrial cooperation with emphasis on research and development through the India-UK Vision 2035 and the 10-year Defence Industrial Roadmap. India and Nepal have reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral cooperation and reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening cooperation on border management and security. The discussion came up during the 14th meeting of the India-Nepal Joint Working Group, which concluded in Dehradun yesterday. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Pausumi Basu, led the Indian delegation at the two-day meeting, while the Nepalese side was led by Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Ananda Kafle. More from our correspondent.
Discussions covered measures to address trans-border crime and criminal activities and strengthening and effective utilization of border infrastructure, particularly integrated checkposts, roads and railway networks. The two sides also discussed the removal of encroachment and maintenance of boundary pillars. They exchanged views on strengthening institutional coordination and capacity building across various sectors and agreed to sustain engagement in these areas. Both sides also agreed that the next meeting of the joint working group will be held in Nepal at a mutual convenient date. Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The BRICS Tourism Ministers meeting held under India's chairship concluded yesterday with the unanimous adoption of the Jaipur Declaration, which provides a framework for strengthening tourism cooperation among BRICS member countries. The declaration outlines key areas of cooperation, including the use of artificial intelligence in tourism, sustainable tourism practices, skill development and seamless travel facilitation. The meeting was presided over by Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, at Jaipur in Rajasthan. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shekhawat said, tourism will play an important role in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047 and had the potential to extend economic growth beyond major urban centres to towns, villages and remote regions. India will host the BRICS Youth Ministers Meeting and the BRICS Sports Ministers Meeting at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. The BRICS Youth Ministers Meeting will be held today, while the BRICS Sports Ministers Meeting will take place tomorrow. The meetings will be chaired by Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, with Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Kharse also participating. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that the Strait of Hormuz is currently American territory, while stressing that Iran must never be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. Addressing a campaign rally at Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, President Trump said that U.S. had stopped Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and suggested that Tehran wanted a deal with Washington. Mr. Trump also claimed that the U.S. has total control over the Strait of Hormuz, a key waterway through which a large share of the world's energy supplies passes.
We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon, or you'll see some very bad things. So we went down and we stopped them, but they want to make a deal so badly. We don't even know if we want, because I view the Strait of Hormuz as an American territory right now.
Meanwhile, Iran rejected U.S. President's claims. In a social media post, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Kazim Gharibabadi said his remarks would be corrected either by circumstances or by Iran. In Ukraine, 16 people were killed and more than 130 injured in a Russian drone attack on a shopping center at Kyiv Rih yesterday. Kyiv Rih is the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a social media video post, President Zelensky condemned the attack. He said a second Russian drone struck the shopping center around half an hour after the first, describing it as a deliberate attempt to target emergency responders. More than 20 Pakistani nationals were deported from Gulf countries between 1st of March and 13th of July this year for reasons including begging and criminal violations, according to an official data presented in Pakistan's National Assembly. The deportations were carried out for several reasons, including begging, illegal entry, drug-related offences, overstaying and visa violations. Saudi Arabia recorded the highest number of deportations at 15,500. Senior Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP leader and party stalwart Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir was sworn in as the 23rd president of Bangladesh at a ceremony held at Bangabhavan in Dhaka yesterday. The oath was administered by Deputy Speaker of the Parliament, Kesar Kamal. And in sports, in the BWF Badminton World Championships, the Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on top seeds Liu Shengshu and Tang Ning of China in the semi-finals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The Indian duo stormed into the semi-finals yesterday, defeating fourth seeds Jia Yi Fan and Zhang Shuxian of China. With this victory, Teresa and Gayatri have assured India of a coveted medal at the prestigious championship. In FIH Hockey World Cup, Indian men's team will begin their second stage campaign against hosts Netherlands today at Amstel Wynn. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. On the other hand, the Indian women's team suffered a 0-2 defeat against the Netherlands yesterday. Ace Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the Lausanne Diamond League with a season-best throw of 88.05 metres, just 9 centimetres behind Sri Lanka's Ramesh Taranga Pathirage, who won with 88.14 metres. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi takes up with Somalia the issue of hijacking of two foreign-flagged commercial vessels with 22 Indian sailors on board, says Indian crew members reportedly safe. India and UK agree to expand bilateral exchanges between armed forces through joint exercises, training and capacity building. US President Donald Trump calls Strait of Hormuz an American territory, warns Iran against developing a nuclear weapon. Gulf countries deport over 20,000 Pakistanis for begging and security reasons. And Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand to take on top seed Chinese duo in semi-finals of BWF World Championships in Delhi. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.